Hey there, traders. Welcome back to another edition of Live Trading and Backtesting with me, your host, Christopher Yule. I am very excited to be back here on Benzinga today, but I need your help. I need you to go to the chat box right now, and I need you to do me a favor. Put in the best stock that you had this week. Put in the stock that you're like, yeah, buddy, I made some good money on it. And then put in the stock that didn't work out so well for you, right? The one where you called up Robinhood and you're like, what is your refund policy here? I need to go ahead, maybe exchange this for a different stock. Do me a favor, go to the chat box, light that up right now, because when we get back, we're going to backtest these, all of them. And the only way I'm going to do this is with your help. So light that up in the chat box. We'll be back in 10 seconds.
This is the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com. where we cover finance, stocks, options, entrepreneurship, education, and money. And here's your host, voted one of the top 100 people in finance, Christopher Yule.
Are you ready to finally learn how the market really works? Well, now's your chance. I have a free book for you over at secretinvestingbook.com. And this outlines 13 of the biggest secrets that Wall Street doesn't want you to know, like how to get a positively unfair advantage in the stock market. This is everything you're going to need all in one place. And the way to get this is by going to secretinvestingbook.com. Now, this book is free. It is free for you. I paid for the book. I just need you to help me out by covering the shipping from our office to your house. So go to Secret Investing Book right now, get your free copy today, and I'll ship this out right away, and you can get the positively unfair advantage in the stock market by reading these 13 secrets that Wall Street does not want you to know. So get your free book over at secretinvestingbook.com today. The How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast is now exclusively on sharevision.com, the first dedicated streaming platform for the world of finance. And that's where you can find us every single week over at sharevision.com. Just head to sharevision.com to learn more and type in 10 minute stock trader in the search bar. Come like and subscribe. I can't wait to see you over there at sharevision.com, the first dedicated streaming platform for the world of finance. Hey there, traders. Welcome back to Live Trading and Backtesting. Super glad to be here with you again today. My name is Christopher Yule. My website is 10MinuteStockTrader.com, where we help traders of all skill levels take the guesswork out of trading in only about 10 minutes a day. Now, recently, I released and published my first book called The Secret Investing Book, and I want to give you a free copy of this. I will show you later on in the episode where to get your free copy, but I'd love to send this one over to you. I was talking to members of my trading room the other day, and I'm like, I love sending out free books because the wealth ripple effect is real. When you learn how to trade and you teach other people, and then you start having that income, that asset growth, all the fun stuff that comes along with finally learning how to trade correctly, that wealth ripple effect can go on forever. So that's why I'm here. That's what drives me. Now, what drives you? Let me know in the comments. What do you like? What do you like about trading? Let's talk about that real quick, right? But do me a favor, in the chat box, I've only got a couple so far, so I need you to light it up. I need to know which stock you did the best on this week. And then I need to know the stock that did not work out for you this week. And it's okay. There's no judgment here. All I want to do is help you by backtesting these stocks. So go ahead and light it up right now. While you do that, I want to give you my perspective on the market. Maybe we can have an opportunity to talk about what's going on out there. So the way that I trade is very methodical, very rules-based, very, in my own personal opinion, very easy to do because I just follow a set of rules. Now, I learned directly from the Market Wizards and U.S. Investing Champions, and the way that you can determine which direction the market is going or market is going to go is you look first at the S&P 500. The easiest way to do that is by, let me clean up my lines here real quick, looking at just a couple things, right? We want to look at the 10-day exponential, which is the blue line, and then the 20-day exponential, which is the black line here. And then lastly, the 50-day exponential. What we want to see is price over the 50-day to be considered bullish, which we don't have. Then we want to see the 10-day over the 20-day, which it's like pennies away from crossing back over. So really, this is an inconclusive trend, right? It's got a bearish half of it. It's got a slightly bullish half of it. And to me, that doesn't give me a lot of comfort and a lot of confidence to say which way the market is going to go. But I am leaning more bearish right now, leaning more bearish. So let me ask you, in the chat box, type in bull if you're bullish in this market, or type in bear, right? Think of the news, think of all the stuff that's going on out there. But really, all that matters is price. Right now, price is looking a little bit weak. So type bull if you're bullish, type bear if you're bearish. And the last thing that I like to look at when I'm looking at the market is not just moving averages, but also the market breadth. How many stocks are participating right now? And what I use is the MMFI indicator. The MMFI indicator is the percent of stocks in the S&P 500 that are above their own 50-day moving average. Right now, we're sitting at 45%. And the only hurdle that I want to see is 50%, right? Below 50, that's bearish. Above 50, that's bullish. Now, for me, when the breadth is bearish, the moving averages are looking pretty bearish. To me, this is looking pretty darn bearish. But you tell me in the comments. Let me know. What are you seeing out there? And then, do me a favor. Let's start putting in those tickers, the one that you made the most on and the one that took your lunch money. I want to back test those. So let's see who is here. Money Mitch is here. He's lighting it up. Hot Dog Jones. Hot Dog Jones has a couple that he wants to talk about. Money Mitch has said, hey, it's time to have some back testing fun for sure. This is not stuffy. This is not boring. This, in my opinion, is the only way to trade when you have that data behind you. Forever Truth has BCTX made some money and a firm he lost a lot. Ooh, we can take a look at that. Isaac is one of my friends over in the 10-Minute Trading Room. He is here from Alaska. If you can believe the internet works all the way up there. I am glad to see you here today, my friend. Video call. I don't know what that means, but it says video call. Equal opportunist. Yes, as I like to say, I am not a perma bear, perma bull, perma anything. I am an opportunist, right? We're going to go long when the market is looking bullish, and we're going to go short when the market's looking bearish. And we're just going to read it. Kevin is talking about a couple names here. MD. Oh, interesting. I assume MD, he did well on AMD, but he did poorly in Veru. And then Hot Dog Jones did poorly in AMD. Interesting, interesting. Hey, look at that. We got somebody else from Alaska. And he's Alaskan grown. Very cool. Drop those tickers. Let's make it happen. XXII. All right. Let's start at the top. I want to start at the top. I'm going to start with Hot Dog Jones. We're going to backtest both NUE and AMD real quick. Now, I'm going to step by step walk you through this. So the way that we do this is we go to Strategy Tester. Now, I'm using a platform called TrendSpider. You can check out TrendSpider for yourself. If you decide to get TrendSpider, use the code 10minute, 10minute. You'll get at least 30% off. So definitely worth your time. So I'm going to do a Strategy Tester. And then let me move myself out of the way here real quick. There we go. What we want to see, oh, let's pull that off too real quick. Cool. Thanks, Mitch. What we want to see is a 10-day exponential moving average. So in fact, let me pull this down. We're only going to be looking at one line, the blue line. The entry signal will be across over. The exit signal will be across under. That is it. And what we want to see is we're going to build a back test on the strategy tester. We're going to go to add parameter of condition, price, close is greater than indicator exponential 10. So we're saying when the price closes at the end of the day, is it greater than the 10 day? That's our entry signal. Now we're going to do an exit criteria. So we're going to say price, condition, price, close, less than indicator of 10 day. So entry above the blue line, exit below the blue line. That's it. Super simple back test. And by doing this, this will allow you to catch monster trends and also get out whenever the getting's good. All right, so let's hit run. We're looking at the SPY right now. Oh, and then we do need to change this to the last 1,000 candles. So this shows two numbers here that I want you to focus on. The first one, that is the actual result of the back test, right? So at 21.27%, you might be thinking to yourself, well, that's not that great. But considering that you actually had control of your entries and exits and you had a 21% return, to me, that's all right. Looking at the other one, this number here, this is if you threw a dart, 1,000 candles ago to today, what has the price of the stock done? Now, when I see this one, the right-hand number being bigger than the left-hand number, that to me says, hey, maybe we could go a little bit longer term on our positions here. But when I see the left-hand number looking bigger, that means this is a really tradable asset. So let's start all the way at the top, put those tickers in, and let's start with NUE. Hot Dog Jones is looking at NUE. Wow, this is a really strong one lately. Check that out. While the market's been selling off, Nucor Corporation has been getting gangbusters. All right, so this is, check this out, 147% return. Now, the price of the stock has gone up 149%. To me, that's a really successful backtest because we do have control over this number. We don't have control over this number. And both of those numbers are pretty darn great. And then finally, if you look at the backtest, this blue cloud out here, this shows you where the backtested results historically have moved. So this is looking really, really sharp. I like that. Good one, Hot Dog Jones. Let's look at AMD. All right, AMD has been a tough one this week for a lot of people, clearly. Now, 144% is nothing at all to be discouraged by. But right now, the exit signal is in place, running into earnings. Now, this may be a bearish setup going into earnings. We might see that over the next week or so. But right now, definitely, definitely not an active backtest. So, Hot Dog Jones, thank you for that. Forever Truth. We need to look at BCTX. All right. Oh, yikes. Ah, hate when that happens, right? So this is BriaCell Therapeutics, a biotech stock, right? So this one, keep this in mind, right? The stock is down 66%. And even with a really solid trend following strategy, it's not really helping. Down 62.15%. So to me, this is a stock I stay away from. This is a stock where I let other people trade it, but it ain't going to be me. Thank you for that one. Now let's look at AFRM, Affirm Holdings. All right, so this is really great, right? The stock is down 59%. The strategy is up 15%. So let's call that a 75-point swing between the two. It's worth your time to look into backtesting when you can see that kind of result. And then here, I would like to point out that the exit signal has been hit. It actually was up recently 16% or so since, no, even longer than that. Hang on. Between these 2 points, we could have been looking at a 40% gain. And then you get out when it goes below. So that's a pretty sweet deal there. Nice one there. I appreciate that. Forever Truth. Let's look at Kevin. Kevin has a few here. He's saying SBNY. All right, SBNY. So the stock's up 108%, really strong stock. The strategy is up 40%. That doesn't mean it's a bad strategy. That means the opportunity is there for that 40% gain. But right now, it is not active. It is below that line. So this is in a bearish posture right now. And then he's looking at SI. So this is Silvergate Capital. Wow, this one's crazy. 858% return on the stock. 500% return on the back test. Yeah, pretty, pretty solid stock here. But keep in mind, right now, it is in a bearish posture. Nice work there. I appreciate that, Kevin. All right, MD, let's look at... We already looked at AMD, so now we're going to go over to Veru. Holy moly. Look at this one. So the stock has gone up 500% in the last 1,000 candles. The strategy is up 110%. Both of those are huge numbers. But look at this huge spike right here, right? That's when you can get in and ride this bad boy for as long as it goes because we don't know where it's going to stop. MD, very interesting on that. What was the news on this one? It's a Reddit short squeeze mention. Okay. Best of luck. I hope it works for you. I hope it works. Those Wall Street bets can be great and also terrifying. So good luck. Juan is looking at XXII, 22nd Century Holding Group. Ooh, yikes. Stock's only up 4%. Strategy is down 43%. Yeah. The reason that this happens is the choppiness. The choppiness threat you see right here, that's how the strategy gets knocked down. And yeah, this one definitely is not an awesome setup here. MD says, poorly as he missed buying the Vrew calls. Oh, my friend, I'm sorry. Walmart. Tell you what, my friend Mitch and I were talking about cyclicals. This seems to be a real handy one at the moment. Walmart is up 44.42% following this back test. So really strong back test there. And look at that open right now, following just above the back tester results. Looking sharp there, Carlos. I like it. Eric, do you do any different? Absolutely, Eric. So I use the 10-day as like a starting point, as a baseline. I'll go in and I'll add some things here and there, maybe change it to the 5-day, maybe change it to the 20-day. But the 10-day shows a very strong trend. And when you've got a very strong trend, you want to ride that buy as far as it will go. So yeah, we can do that all kinds of different ways, but I like to use the 10-day as it's a basic strategy. All right. Oh, and like it says here in the chat, make sure to smash the like. I totally forgot about that. But listen, don't smash. Very gently tap. Gently. Push the like button. Morton Matt wants to look at Rad. Rite Aid. All right. So we're looking at, this is why we do backtesting right here. Check it. The stock's down negative 73%, where the backtested strategy is up 107%. Huge disparity between the two there. So this tells me, clearly, this stock has had better days. But if you traded it, you might do pretty well with it. So in and out, over and below the 10-day exponential. Forever True says, you appreciate it. I got you. UPST. This is the infamous one from my friend, Mark Minervini, Upstart Holdings. 228% return on the stock, 328% return on the back test here. And it's currently out. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, how? How can I get a 300% return on this, right? Check it out. When you go over, when the stock goes over the 10-day, just get in. That, I mean, simple as it comes, right? Not financial advice, just explaining how it works. You would get in on it crossing over the 10-day. Then you let it go as far as it can. When it crosses below, you get out. When it crosses above, you get back in. When it crosses below, you miss these giant down moves. And you might get chopped a little bit, and then you miss another big down move. So that's how trend following works. You get in while it's going up. You go to cash when it's going down. You just let the data tell you what's going on. Matthew wants to look at the BA. Boeing. All right, Boeing. Clearly, somebody likes this going into earnings. Somebody's been buying it up the last couple days into earnings, and maybe this will continue. The chart is not beautiful, though. The back test is not gorgeous at all. Negative 48% on the stock's price. But a positive 1.7%. Well, that's not much. There's still like an infinity difference between the two. So, Matthew, my own opinion is this may have a bull run going into earnings, but the back test is not a super strong back test. Carlos wants to look at BBAI. And if you are enjoying this, if you're finding this useful, very gently tap that like button. Look at BBAI. 22% in the back test, 29% following the strategy. But you know what? When the back test goes this way and the stock price goes that way, something fundamentally has changed. Is this another Wall Street bet one? Let's see. Looking here in the Benzinga news over here. Oh, yeah, I bet it is. Short percent of float. That's what it's talking about right there. Carlos, I hope this works, my friend. But as you can see right here, the back test and the actual price have disconnected from each other. So I don't know how far that's going to go. But if you ride that 10-day, it might work out pretty well. Juicy Trades. Okay. That's a lot of words, and I'm not going to read all of them. But I'll take a look at SMFL. Okay, recent IPO. Yeah, because it's only been around for like a couple months. There's really not much data you can work on it. However, the stock is down 67%. This is one I would stay away from until at least it's got 200 days worth of data. Okay, I'm going to look I'm going to go on. Juicy Trades, I appreciate you there. Can you do crypto too? I sure can. Type in a crypto symbol you want. In fact, let's go to, I did this the other day, BTC USD on, so I recently got a TikTok account and I backtested Bitcoin on the TikToks and people freaked out, like 70,000 views in 24 hours of people like losing their minds on the fact that we could backtest Bitcoin. So yeah, check it out. 236%. Now this is in the last 1,000 candles. Clearly, if you want to go back further, let's call it 6,000 candles. It's going to be a lot different for sure. My data is not updating there for some reason. But 236% return following this strategy versus, or I'm sorry, 236% on Bitcoin, 190% on the strategy. So yeah, definitely got some legs there, but clearly you know what? Here's my opinion. And it's just opinion. You tell me in the chat box. I think the crypto excitement may have died down, right? You're not seeing those huge moves up and down anymore. Unless I'm looking at the wrong ones, you tell me, we'll take a look at those. But right now I'm seeing a lot of calmness in the markets for crypto, right? You're not getting those 1,000,000% days in Bitcoin anymore. All right, let's see GPRO, Hearth Scrambler. Hey, welcome back. GoPro. Go to the moon. Look at that. Now, clearly, that's an open backtest right now. That looks really, really, really strong, Hearth Scrambler. 85% return on the backtest. And yeah, it today is the entry signal for it. I'm not advocating that you should buy this, but I am saying that daggum. That's what I'm going to leave right there. Tom Lee is pumping the market. All right. WBD. I've been on all kinds of TV channels, but I've not been on the CNBC dish yet. Maybe one day. Check it out. This is why we backtest right here. 2% on the stock. 200% on the backtest. Pretty sweet right there. Buglog? That's a pretty sweet return right there. Check that one out. Check it out. Forever Truth wants to look at HNT. All right, let's see if I can find this. HNT USD. Sure can. What is this? HNT USD. 700% return on HNT. 606% return following the back test. So yeah, both of those are mega strong. And Matthew, I have done BA already. We did BA earlier today. You even put it in there 5 minutes ago, Matthew. I got you, my friend. I'll tell you what I want to do right now is I want to tell you real quick, right quick. I want to send you a free copy of the Secret Investing book. Now, the way that you get a free copy of this, it's super, super simple. Go over to secretinvestingbook.com, put in your address, and let me know where to send this, because this is an actual copy. A little ASMR action for you that I want to send you for the book that I wrote. And I hope that you can use that in your trading. Guys, thank you so much for letting me come and hang with you today. This has been a lot of fun. I'd love to come and hang with you again next week. If you enjoyed this, please let Benzinga know by very gently tapping that like button. Thank you so much. I will see you again here next week on Live Trading and Backtesting. See you then. Hey, don't forget, before you head out, head to secretinvestingbook.com right now to get your free copy of the Secret Investing Book. This is how to finally get a positively unfair advantage in the stock market. And it has 13 of the secrets that Wall Street does not want you to know. And I want to send this to you for free today. Just help me by covering shipping. And the way you can do that is by going to secretinvestingbook.com. That's secretinvestingbook.com. And I'll ship this out for you right away. Thanks so much. I'll see you there.